Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Rob, let's talk about this Jalen Phillips trade. Jalen Phillips is a player that was on the block. I think we've kind of known that for a couple of weeks. We had a Miami guest on. Was that last week, 2 weeks ago? We took a trip to Miami just to learn more about him. I mean, this is the kind of player that the Chiefs are usually interested in. He was a former first-round pick back in 2021. Very up and down, inconsistent career. And a team, a good team, Philadelphia, willing to roll the dice, willing to take a chance on a third-round pick to go grab Jalen Phillips. He has 3 sacks so far this season. He has 25 tackles. He has 7 quarterback hits. He is 26 years old. The financials, the Dolphins basically just bought a third-round pick. They are willing to eat $5 million left. I believe the Eagles are paying somewhere between $500,000 and $600,000 the rest of the way, but obviously they lose the draft pick. I'm a little surprised that people wanted the Chiefs to make this trade for Jalen Phillips. He's not under contract after this season. That's not really what the Chiefs do. The Chiefs are not usually the team that is willing to kind of mortgage a top 100 pick for a guy who, we're not talking about a premium pass rusher. I mean, he has 3 sacks so far this season. So we think Jalen Phillips this year probably gets to, 4 or 5? And that's worth a third round pick. Now, the Eagles are just a much more aggressive organization than Kansas City is. But I don't think that the response would be very positive if, let's say that this happened on Tuesday. It's after the game at this point. You guys want to trade for Breece Hall now. I don't think that the sentiment would be that the Chiefs got a steal if they traded a third-round pick for what I would say a bust of a player. That's what Jalen Phillips is. If you were the 16th overall pick and your original organization doesn't want you and you have 4 sacks in your last season and a half, you are a bust, in my opinion. I don't want the Chiefs to make that trade. Now, I want the Chiefs to get better at the defensive line. Don't get me wrong. And I understand that getting better at the defensive line, it usually don't come cheap. If a player like Jalen Phillips is now going for a third-round pick, I'm perfectly fine to move away from the table, and that's just too rich for my blood.
So I will say I was someone who, when we had the Miami guest on last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was team go get Jalen Phillips. But I also was thinking, it's going to take a 6th, maybe a 5th, maybe do some packaging, and it's, you know, a day 3 pick. If Jalen Phillips costs a 3rd-round pick, what does this trade market look like? And is suddenly the trade market too rich for the Chiefs' blood? Because as much as fans love aggression and all the things at the deadline, the Chiefs don't really spend day 1 or 2 picks on guys that are expiring contracts, which is essentially what Jalen Phillips is. And if Jalen Phillips is worth a day 2 contract, I don't know the Chiefs are going to get a difference maker type of player.
I 100% agree.
If that guy's with a third. So I was someone that was all in on Jalen Phillips, but I was all in on the idea of maybe it's a fifth. Maybe you package the worst of your two fourths because you got an extra one from Joe Tooney and you go into the fourth round, you get Jalen Phillips. It's basically, I remember talking about like it's a Joshua Uche trade. If Jalen Phillips costing a third, I don't know if the Chiefs are going to make any moves tomorrow because the market is not favoring them in a way if that guy's worth a third.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's an overpay, in my opinion, for, I would say, now, if Jalen Phillips was going for a fifth or a sixth round pick, we'd be having a very different conversation. I'm not trading a top 100 pick for 9 games of Jalen Phillips services. It's just not worth that much to me. You want to know what the problem is with the Chiefs is, do you know how many tackles Charles Aminihu had yesterday?
Did he have one?
Zero.
Oh.
Do you want to know how many hurries Charles Aminihu had yesterday?
I do think he had one hurry, right?
One.
There we go.
Do you know how many quarterback hits he had yesterday?
I'm hoping he got there on the hurry.
Zero. He did not register a stat yesterday. No tackles, no tackles for loss, no quarterback hits, no sacks, no nothing. That's the issue. Chris Jones is not the same player that we've been discussing for the last 2 years. He is a 31-year-old defensive lineman. Effort seems kind of inconsistent to me. The motor, it ain't pumping as strong as it was a couple of years ago. George Karlaftis, we are still waiting for that flower to bloom. We're still waiting for George Karlaftis to take that next step. We'll see if he takes that next step. He has been a good pass rusher. We're waiting to see if George Karlaftis can be a great pass rusher, a disruptive pass rusher. I would say he is not there yet. And the Chiefs brought back Charles Aminihu with the understanding and hope that he is going to be a difference maker. He ain't. He hasn't been. That's one of their issues. It's Charles Aminihu. It's Mike Dana. It's Derek Nnadi. It's those pieces that you were counting on to be the other guys, next man up, role players. They're just not getting a great contribution from all of those individuals. That's where I think the problem is right now in their defense. They got some problems in the linebacker room when it comes to coverage, but I'm far more critical of their defensive line that just, you don't get pressure on the quarterback, you don't get after the other team's quarterback, and yesterday, shockingly enough, they just couldn't stop the run. They've been great against the run, but I mean, just there's one thing. I mean, Josh Allen dropped back 26 times. Rob, he completed 23 of his passes for 273 yards. They didn't force an incompletion yesterday. Think about that. He dropped back 26 times. He either got sacked or completed the pass. They didn't force an incompletion yesterday. That's on everybody on that defense. That's on the D-line, the linebackers, the secondary. That is on everybody that you didn't create enough pressure to be disruptive, to get in his face. Because on the other side, that was not the case. They got after your quarterback a lot. They hit him. They frustrated him. They disrupted timing. They disrupted drives. This game was won by one side's defensive line was far more impactful than the other team's defensive line.
Those Charles Aminihu stats really stand out. Or I guess better way to describe it is his lack of stats, because there's not a lot from his stat book yesterday. I feel like it's my fault and I was wrong, and maybe there's more data and I'll be double wrong, but I don't care. I remember when they signed Charles Aminihu, I praised this team. Hey, they got Aminihu back, cheap contract, more pass rush. Who's ever anti more pass rush? Great deal. We talked in the offseason about how it's a 1-year deal, so it's basically a contract year for Charles Aminihu. Charles Aminihu wants to get real paid one day in the NFL. It's time. This is the year. They can do all this. Like, Charles Aminihu has been nothing for this team. He was a guy that we thought could break out. He was a guy that we thought, you know, savvy addition to bring him back. He was a guy that we looked at last year when he came back from injury. Everyone on the D-line got better because he showed back up. Man, that's not been the case in 2025. He's been just out there. Now, he's not MVS. He's not the cardio king, but that stat pack is pretty damning on what they've gotten from Charles Aminihu. And it's becoming apparent to me why the rest of the NFL wasn't interested in going to get Charles Aminihu, because he's done very little for this team. And by the way, that's not to forgive the other defensive linemen. They've also been bad. It's just, he was one they signed in the offseason and has been real bad.
Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's hear what Tony has to think about this. Tony, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Good. I was calling because I can't understand it. They bring back Mike Pinnell
after he's released from the Bengals. And that's one of the worst defenses in the AFC. If he wasn't able to do anything on one of the worst defenses, I don't see how he helps our defense in the long run of this thing. And I get that if the defensive line can provide pressure or get pressure, then the cornerback play is a lot better. But I have not ever been sold on Shamari Connor or Jalen Watson. I feel like when you watch the game in a crucial situation, it's one of those two guys that get targeted because they give it up 9 times out of 10.
Tony, I appreciate the phone call. I'm certainly with you here with this. This feels like one of those chicken or egg kind of thing. The Chiefs don't get great consistent pressure up front, which I think leaves their secondary guys on an island. Those secondary guys, I feel like most of their problems just kind of start from the very, very beginning. That's what I feel. I feel most of their issues on the backside of the defense really start with they don't get consistent pressure up front. I don't want to hear this, the teams are double and triple teaming Chris Jones. Please stop saying that to me. That might have to be a blockable offense. There ain't no reason to double and triple team Chris Jones. He takes himself out of 35, 40% of the plays that they run anyway. Karlaftis is fine. Charles Aminihu is non-existent for the most part. That's kind of all where the pass rush is. If Spags isn't dialing it up, if Spags isn't coming up with some creative blitz, Rob, on one of the plays, they had Trent McDuffie blitzing. If Spags ain't dialing it up, they aren't getting there for the most part. We can keep taking your phone calls on this, 913-586-7965. We're talking football here, talking about the Chiefs and the Bills game from yesterday. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We'll also talk about how physical the game was, and I think there was a pretty symbolic moment in the game. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5. The Fan.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't get why we have to get these kind of texts. Can I read it to you, Rob? I don't understand the pain someone's life must be in to be angry or upset at a Patrick Mahomes-led Chiefs team, especially after the football hell we've lived through our entire lives before him. If you can't enjoy Patrick's time, then you'll never enjoy sports. I don't think anyone's not enjoying the run that the Chiefs are on, but we got to talk about how they lost yesterday. They lost. They got outplayed from start to finish yesterday. Now, I think there are a couple of different schools of thought when it comes to this. I just don't think you guys care about losing to Buffalo anymore, which is perfectly understandable. If you win every single postseason matchup, you are fine with giving them the regular season. So some of my thoughts on this aren't necessarily tied into losing to Buffalo. Half of it is the how they lost to Buffalo. This wasn't a game to me that was decided by one play. It was, I think, a theme of their losses and what could potentially be your Achilles heel once you get to the postseason and the games really matter. The Chiefs don't have an explosive run game, don't really seem to have an interest in establishing an explosive run game, and when they abandon running the football, their offense breaks down. We have enough evidence of that. When they don't run the football effectively and they go into Pat save us mode, you can get after this offense and slow them down. This offense was on cloud nine for the last 3 weeks, just going up and down the field, scoring at will, doing basically whatever they wanted to. All week, we talked about how the Bills' defense wasn't good and they didn't have this and they didn't have this and they didn't play anybody. And now they're going up against the big, bad Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs scored 21 points against them. Chiefs really couldn't get anything going offensively. It is one of the worst games that Patrick Mahomes has played in his career. He had less than 50% completion percentage. They didn't run the football effectively. They didn't try to run the football effectively. I don't know why we wasted anybody's time giving Clyde Edwards-Helaire a couple of carries. They weren't even his fault. I just didn't have any confidence in those things working. So that's some of it. Some of it, to me, is just the how. And we don't got to get into this today. We got a lot of time between they play the Broncos. They are in a legitimate fight for the division. A legitimate. Now, maybe you don't care. They've gone on the road and won in the postseason. They'll do it again. Perfectly fine. I mean, it's not ideal to potentially have a path where you got to go on the road to Buffalo, on the road to Denver, then on the road to Indianapolis. That's not the situation I want to create for the Chiefs. Why would I want to create more work for yourself? So these games matter. You're already at four losses at the midpoint of the season, and the schedule, it doesn't lighten up for a while. You go on the road to the second best team in the AFC. You got the best team in the AFC coming up at home in a couple of weeks. You go on the road to play a Cowboys team that I don't think the Cowboys are great. They're certainly dangerous. Who knows what they could do in this scenario? So some of it is just the swing of all of it. If they were 6-3 heading into the bye, they basically undo the first 2 weeks of the season. They've never really got the right momentum and got going. And if you really want to have this conversation, all of the criticisms that people had with the schedule game when it came to Buffalo, everybody can make that about the Chiefs. They beat one good team this year, just like Buffalo. They beat one good team when they beat up on bad teams. They beat up on Washington. They beat up on Vegas. They beat up on the Giants. So if you want to play the schedule game with other people, and that's perfectly fine, we don't want to play the schedule game with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are a good team, but how you prove you're a good team is when you play Philadelphia, when you play the Chargers at a neutral site, when you play Buffalo. That's how you prove you're a good team in the league. And the Chiefs, for the most part this season, Rob, they failed a majority of those tests in 2025.
I think, now, if you don't want to play the schedule game with the Chiefs, I'm totally fine not playing the schedule game with the Chiefs. But I remember Friday on the show, we talked about let's play the schedule game with the Bills because they're a little bit smoke and mirrors. Look, they've played couple good teams, they lost to them. You included the Falcons in the good category, and that's fine. Man, the Chiefs are kind of what their record says they are. They're 5-4, and they're not bad. They are a good team because they can absolutely handle the dregs of the league. We saw them smoke the Raiders. We saw them beat the Commanders with ease. We saw them take care of the Giants on the road. Like, we've seen those things. But for a fan base that on Friday was puffing his chest out and playing the schedule game with the Bills, oh, see, they're fake. They've never played anyone like us. man, the schedule game doesn't shine too great on the Chiefs. And the one win over a good team, Detroit, if we look under that win under the light, their whole defense was in the blue tent that game.
I'm not going to do that to the Detroit win. I'm not personally doing that.
I'm just saying, if you are a person,
other people can. I'm not doing it with the Lions win. I thought that was a convincing win against a good team.
I agree, but for the same fan base that was going out of their way, bending over backwards, doing backflips to explain on Friday how the Bills and the schedule game proved that they're fake. Man, the Chiefs and the Bills have the same energy toward the schedule game. The Bills took care of business against a really good team at home. The Chiefs have done that. They've both done it once, which is why they're both looking up in their division, and it's November.
And this is the thing about the run game, and we'll get to the phone calls. If you're on hold, stay there. I promise we'll take your phone call. Someone on the text line tweeted this. Kareem Hunt was averaging 4.5 yards per carry, and Andy just went away from it. Someone else said Kareem Hunt ran the ball effectively. He just didn't get the ball enough. I don't disagree with what you're saying about Kareem Hunt. I don't think that Kareem was the problem. But I guess what I've kind of established this whole season and how I felt is there's just nothing special about their run game. There's no pop. Now, some of that is which side of the argument are you on? Do they not run the ball because they don't trust their running backs? Do they run? Like, it's just. But what we saw yesterday, I'm with you. I think it was a combination of both. I don't think their running game is special. I don't think that other teams really fear their running game or think that Kansas City, A, can beat you that way, or that Kansas City is going to stick to it enough to really give it an opportunity to get going. So I also think that's part of it. And I don't think in the second half the Chiefs really had any interest in trying to run the football. I don't think they had any interest in trying to establish the run. None. I think the Chiefs just got beat up. Really, in all, they lost in every phase. They lost coaching-wise, offense, defense. They lost in every single phase. So I'm not here blaming Kareem Hunt. I don't think that Kareem Hunt is the reason that they lost. I just think it's everything. I don't think the Chiefs are special at it. I don't think they have much interest in trying to establish the run. We talked a lot about Bashard Smith. I was excited to see Bashard Smith's role increase in the offense. Now with no Isaiah Pacheco and what that meant, I mean, they gave Bashard Smith 3 carries in the game. And he had 1 target in the pass game. He wasn't a part of their game plan. How? After what he's done the last couple of weeks, you weren't interested? We talk about using the extended run game as, or the short pass game as an extension of the run game. They didn't do that. Xavier Worthy had 1 carry in the game. Rashee Rice had 2 carries in the game. Like, the Chiefs just were not interested in trying to get any explosiveness in the run game. They ran the Bel Air Academy Will Smith offense with Patrick Mahomes. Pat, go out there and help us. It didn't work. It didn't work at all yesterday. Pat threw it 34 times yesterday. He completed 15 passes. He didn't have a touchdown pass yesterday.
That game yesterday, it kind of reminded me, and I think, I don't know, chicken or egg, I don't know. But remember the game, the one time the Chiefs have beaten the Bills during the regular season in the Mahomes era, up in Buffalo, COVID times? Clyde Edwards-Helaire was running wild that day. And I remember the next day the sentiment was the Bills were convinced the Chiefs would eventually give up on the run and were working on stopping the pass. The Chiefs never gave up on the run, and that's how the Bills lost the Chiefs, as Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran over them. That's how I felt about yesterday's game at times. They were averaging Kareem Hunt, who's 30, was averaging 4.5 yards per carry. Outside that random Clyde Edwards-Helaire run, they were actually having a little bit of success running the football. It felt like Buffalo was convinced, if you're going to beat us today, you're going to beat us on the ground. And Andy, Nagy, Pat, whoever, they all had the same thought. That's not how we're going to win today. We don't want to do that. That's not how we play. And to the Bills' credit, they basically said, we know you'll break before us. We know that you will quit on the run game, because you mentioned how they didn't run the ball in the second half. That's infuriating to me, because what did Andy Reid tell Tracy Wolfson when he was walking off the field? Hey, we're doing a pretty good job running the ball. We got to stick with it. That's what he told Tracy Wolfson walking in the locker room. And then he came out of halftime and apparently just took a Sharpie and crossed out all the runs on that play sheet, because he never went back to it. Buffalo begged the Chiefs to run to beat him, and the Chiefs just we're more than willing to say, we'll pass. That's our play.
Yeah, someone on the text line just sent this message in. CDOT, they're not going to use Bashard Smith in week 9 when they can use him in the playoffs. Why doesn't everyone just admit that they hide their stuff and they don't try their best against Buffalo? I mean, all the stats say it. Why can't you just admit it? If you're telling me the Chiefs' plan right now is to hide a running back that has 28 carries for 82 yards this season in Breshad Smith, they're doing a fantastic job of it. He's averaging 2.9 yards per carry. I don't think there's some elaborate plan when it comes to Breshad Smith. I really don't. Especially when he's been a part of their run game. He's been a part of their pass game. I mean, yesterday to me was the perfect time, I think, to kind of implement him and establish him as kind of that number two potential running back on the team. And they just didn't really have much of an interest in it. They just didn't really try to get him involved in the offense. I mean, I would say yesterday, the only player they really looked like they tried to get going was Rice. They tried pretty hard to get Rice going, which makes sense. They used Rice in a lot of different ways, creative movement around the field. He also wasn't really a part of their offensive game plan in the second half of the game. So outside of that, I mean, Kelce got a little bit of targets. Worthy got a little bit of targets. Tyquan Thornton just basically isn't on the team since Rashee Rice has come back. Some of the things that they were doing, a lot of this to me comes down to what's your identity as a team. It is obvious what kind of identity Buffalo wants to be. Buffalo wants to be a physical up front. We will run the football against you. James Cook got 27 carries yesterday. Josh Allen got 6 carries. He's their short yardage back. So between their two best rush options, they got 33 carries. 33 carries in the game. I mean, this game was never really this was always close. Buffalo came in there with the mentality, we believe we can run the football. We don't care what your historic run defense numbers say, because defensively, historically, you shouldn't run against Kansas City. They haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher since week one of last season, and they've stopped just about everybody. Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, you name it. Buffalo said, we don't care about that. Kansas City's offensive identity is get Pat going down the field, and they tried to do that yesterday. It was well defended, and the Chiefs just didn't really have a counter, didn't really have a number two option of what they wanted to do offensively yesterday. So I don't think Kareem Hunt was bad yesterday at all. I think he was just fine. I think they need a little bit more than fine in their run game, but this is what they got. Yesterday, they actually needed Isaiah Pacheco yesterday. I'm not saying they win the game if Pacheco was there, but given Isaiah Pacheco his normal 10 to 12 carries, using Kareem Hunt how you've been using him, I thought was really good. They didn't have a second run option in this game, and I think they need that balance in their offense. I don't think their offense works the way – it's not the big, dynamic offense if there's no threat of them running the football successfully, and there really wasn't much of a threat to that, whether it was Kareem Hunt or the Chiefs just didn't seem interested in it.
I also think, and this is just a conceptual thing, I really, really, really don't like the notion that the Chiefs are holding back plays for the playoffs, because right now the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs. Like – this game matters. This game counts. The game went on the record, and they're 5-4. Like, let's make the playoffs. Let's be in there before we're talking about secret plays and holding things back. I think the Chiefs are a good team, and they're going to make the playoffs. But this notion that, oh, they're intentionally hiding things because they're going to show them off in the playoffs. Make the playoffs first. Win one of these games.
That's just a coping mechanism. I don't know what to tell you. That's just fair. A coping mechanism. Like, if you were telling me, like, this is in the you believe the Chiefs tanked the game. Someone just said it. You keep talking like the Chiefs was their A-plus game plan. There was C-plus at best. They're 5-4 heading into the middle of November. This team hasn't proved they're good enough to be having secret plays. I'm not saying you got to go balls to the wall, but you had a chance to win this game. And now they head into their next game. Going on the road at Denver is a must win. I will not let anybody convince me otherwise. It is an absolute must-win, they got to have it kind of game. You cannot afford to be possibly 4 games back of Denver with 7 to go. Now, I know the mentality is going to be we don't care as long as we make the playoffs. If you're 5-5 after 10 weeks, there ain't no guarantee you're making the postseason. So some of that time is it's time to get going. The leaves are starting to change. It's fall. You're third place in your division. The Broncos are not going anywhere. The Chargers are not going anywhere. So this, hey, we can hold things back. Yeah, you can do that when you had a big lead over everybody last year. You don't have a big lead over everybody. You can't pop a wheelie the way that you could last year. This ain't a 15-2 football team. This is a possible 11-6 playoff team this year that you're in danger of not winning your division. Let's head to the phone lines here. Let's hear what Walker thinks about this. Hey, Walker, how you doing today, my man?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of going to reiterate what you were saying. I was going to say it before you did, but
I think a lot of people are addressing the symptoms of the actual problem. They'll talk about Kelce isn't getting open, Rice and Worthy aren't getting open. We can't protect Mahomes. I think a lot of that would be alleviated if we could just run the ball. How do we lose every single time if it's a dominant fashion? They rush four, drop seven, and get after Mahomes. All of that is alleviated if we can just run the ball.
Walker, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I'm with you. We have enough evidence when it comes to their run game. They have to run the football. You don't have to be great at running the football, but it's got to be a threat. It's got to be something that the other team respects. You have to move the chains that way. It has to be a part of their offense. And in the second half, when the game just got most important, they just didn't really have much of an interest in establishing the run game yesterday. Sam, head to the phone line. Sam, how you doing today, my man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man.
Hey, I was catching what you said before we went to that commercial break, touching on the defense a little bit, and I got some thoughts about what's going on with our defense and why they're playing so mediocre right now. So, first thing we got to address, just off the bat, like we have to stop pretending like Chris Jones isn't getting old. All right, like. He's not that much younger than Aaron Donald, and he's already hung it up. And we just have to come to terms with the reality that Chris Jones just isn't as effective as he used to be. Now, given he's led us on the defensive side to four Super Bowl appearances, and that's awesome, and I love him for that, and he'll get his spot in the Ring of Honor. But the problem with winning all those Super Bowls is that we've consistently drafted at the 30 or the 32nd position in every draft, and we're seeing the results of that. I mean, don't get me, and there's no clear-cut, like, leader as to who's going to take over for the defense when Chris Jones decides to hang it up. I mean, the only one I could seriously think of would be maybe George Karloftis. Don't get me wrong. I like him. I love him. He's a great player. But, you know, go look at who was drafted 28 spots ahead of him. Now, am I saying that we would have gotten that guy in the second overall position? No, absolutely not. I'm not delusional. But the problem is that we have no clear-cut, like, star on the defense that could take over for Chris. You know what I mean? And we're seeing the results of that. I mean, you know, I could go down the list right now. George Karloftis, Leo Chanel, like, they were all drafted at the back end of each round. You know, and it concerns me that we're not taking any initiative to actually move up and get a game-breaking player for the defense, because we can only get by so long with, like, these seventh-round gems that Beach keeps buying.
Well, yeah, Sam, and I appreciate the phone call. I mean, a couple of different things. I mean, they just gave George Karloftis $62 million in July. They think that's who he is. Maybe you don't feel like that's who he is, and that's fine. But if you give a guy $62 million 4 months ago, you think he is the guy that is going to take the torch away from Chris Jones, who has been the best defensive player on this team for 7 years, give or take. And now they think that's George Karloftis. The other part of it is, I mean, it's not just where they are in the draft. I mean, they spent a first-round pick on a defensive lineman that has not helped them at any point over the last 3 years. He's injured, but you spend a first-round pick on a pass rusher, the anticipation, especially after year one, we gave them the credit of, well, it's a red shirt, local guy, he's young. You've gotten very little from that. So that's also part of it. And they didn't have a great free agency period. Yes, you were selecting on the back half of the NFL draft. That is the consequence of you being as good as you've been. Man, when you go out in free agency and you decide to spend money, you got to spend money correctly. Christian Fulton is getting healthy DMPs. This team went out in free agency and they made three big moves this offseason, aside from bringing guys back. They brought back Juju. They brought back Hollywood. They brought back Kareem Hunt. They brought back those guys. They made three big moves in free agency. They made Jalen Moore, that I think it's kind of obvious now. I think Jalen Moore is a good player. I also think it's obvious why he was available. I think it's clear why he was available. I also think it's clear why, when he hit free agency, no team was willing to spend big money to go get him. He got paid. He didn't get left tackle paid. He's making $21 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. We all know what left tackle costs. So they got him at a discount. Why did they get him at a discount? We saw it. He's good. He's not a great left tackle. And that's fine. He's a capable left tackle. I still think it's a good signing why you went to go get him. The other signing was Christian Fulton, who basically doesn't play for the Chiefs. And then they got Elijah Mitchell, who also doesn't play for the Chiefs. So some of it is the draft. You're right. Well, if you know you're picking at the back half of the draft, how else do you supplement it? You also got to hit in free agency. They haven't hit in free agency when we're talking about pass rush. And that creates some of the problems that they have right now on the defensive side of the ball.
Listen, I understand. I believe it was Sam was the name's point. Yeah, the Chiefs are picking at the end of the first round. You're not going to get Myles Garrett types at, you know, pick 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. I get that.
No, you're not getting that. I mean, Chris Jones was a second round pick. So, I mean, you can definitely get good players.
100%. Like, this notion that, oh, one of the reasons they struggle is they're at the end of the draft. They have found really good players at the end of the draft. Like, I know that he was saying, who's the heart and soul of that defense when Chris Jones? Trent McDuffie. Trent McDuffie is a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro who's about to get a contract that is going to look similar to Patrick Surtain Jr. He got picked, what, 20th? I know the Chiefs trade up to get him 24th. That's the end of the first round. That's not, you know, nothing. You're right about George Karloftis. Nick Bolton was not a first-round pick. Everyone loves Nick Bolton. He's the green dot. He's all the things. Like, I understand Sam's point, but it's not like just because you're picking at the end of the first round, you can't find talent. The problem is there was not talent with the Chiefs. There were other issues at play.
100%. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Mitch Holtz. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. With Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, two things before Mitch Holtz joins us on the show. Rob, I just looked this up during the commercial break because I was curious. Because I hear what everyone is saying, and I agree with you. I want the Chiefs to show more of a commitment to running the football. I think the Chiefs get discouraged when it doesn't work, and I think the Chiefs then just tell Mahomes to go be great. So that's one side of it. Like, I don't want you guys to think that I don't see what you see. That I think the Chiefs are far too easy to go away from the run game when the run game could help them. The Chiefs ran the ball six times in the second half of the game and got 14 yards. Now, they scored a touchdown. Kareem Hunt got a rushing touchdown in the second half of the game. They ran it 16 times and got ran it six times and got 14 yards. I don't think the Chiefs are a good running team. I really don't. So one side of me is just, I don't think the solution to some of it is to give Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, and Breshard Smith the ball more, which is why I've been advocating for them to make a trade. Now, I don't think they're going to get Breece Hall, but that's why I've been advocating for this the entire time. I think they really needed Isaiah Pacheco yesterday. I really do. We all love Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt has found an incredible role on this team. Isaiah Pacheco is still the best option that they have when they're going to run the football. Just his physicality, just gobbling up carries, the pace, the style of the game. They really could have used 10 carries yesterday from Isaiah Pacheco. They ran the ball 20 times. 11 of them went to Kareem Hunt. They could have used 12 carries from Isaiah Pacheco, 9 carries from Kareem Hunt. You then sprinkle in a little bit of Worthy, a little bit of Smith, a little bit of Rice. You know, Pat takes off. But that also was a major part in this game, too. A big part of their running game is Pat taking off on second or third down, extending drives and extending plays. Buffalo didn't allow that to happen. He had one rush in the game. So I think we would agree, after Kareem Hunt, maybe you think he's the second best option. I mean, their best run option, at least for how they use it, is Patrick Mahomes. So you eliminate him from the rushing attack. You also eliminate Isaiah Pacheco from the rushing attack, and they just weren't really left with much from the rest of their team. That's one side of it. The other side is, Rob, and I think you'll follow this analogy. I know you're not the biggest boxing fan in the world, but I think you'll get this, is if you go back to the Crawford-Canelo fight, there is a stretch in the fight where I think it's very, very telling. Canelo hits Crawford clean. I think it's the fourth or the fifth round. Hits him clean. And I think it is then also very clear that that didn't really have a big effect on Terrence Crawford. And I think part of fighting is, you know, you can take the other team's best punch, the other person's best punch, and when it doesn't affect you, how you operate in the fight is so drastically different. I would also say, on the flip side, if you are in a fight and you realize that the other person is greatly affected by your punches, the mental edge that I think you have over them, football is a physical game. And a lot of times it is about imposing your will on the other team, just beating them up and being more physical than they are. I think that's the mentality that Buffalo had in this game. We're going to be more physical than you are. And I don't think there is a play that really embodies that a lot more than the goal line play to Travis Kelce. I think they knew, hey, we know around the red zone, they want to go for Travis Kelce. So when Travis Kelce goes up, don't be dirty, but we want you to deliver a shot to Travis Kelce to let him know and let them know that's not working today. And that is a clean, legal shot. They didn't hit him too low. They didn't hit him too high. It was just a message to me that was sent to the Kansas City Chiefs. Kelce gets up a little slower than he normally does, but he gets up. And if you remember, Rob, he went to the sideline early. He didn't go to the sideline with everybody else. He went, he had the training staff with them, and he's kind of jawing back and forth with the fans as he does, but he left the bench a little bit early. I think that was a really, really pivotal moment in the game. But you got to think about what just happened. It is first and goal from the 1 yard line. Buffalo stops you. So just the physical, the mental edge of, you tried your Kareem Hunt play, it didn't work. You tried to go to Travis Kelce, it didn't work. We hit Travis Kelce and now he's got to go back and get treatment early. I think that was a sign right there in that moment of, Kansas City gave you one of their big punches. Kareem Hunt has been one of the most effective. They kept saying it the entire game, how giving the ball to Kareem Hunt is just as effective as the tush push. We stopped it. We stopped one of the best red zone options in the history of the National Football League, and we also got him to go back to the locker room early. I think that was a big mental advantage for Buffalo in yesterday's game.
I think it was beyond just that play, too. Like, I agree with you. That play kind of was emblematic of what the game was, but I think there were a lot of plays like that. Like, I don't remember the exact play. Remember the game where the play where Mahomes is working toward the sideline and he throws it, and I forget who it was, just Greg Rousseau. They cleaned his clock on near the sideline. Again, clean hit, not roughing the passer, nothing. But it was Mahomes was dancing around, trying to make a deep play down the field. He's getting close to the sideline. It wasn't any more of, okay, be careful, it's a quarterback. It was, he's still a football player.
For sure.
We're going to hit him. There was a lot of plays like that that I felt were happening across the field. It felt, to your point, like there was an energy, there was a tone, there was a point of emphasis that we are going to be the more physically imposing team today, and let's see if the Chiefs can match what we're going to do. And the Chiefs at no point match that physicality.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand the text line. I really do understand it. It's a regular season game. We've seen them do this before. They got to prove it to us in January. But to continue the fight analogy, sometimes little brother gets tired of you beating him up all the time. Like, sometimes little brother just fights back. And I think that's what you were seeing Buffalo. They have tried different combinations of this thing. One time they tried it with Von Miller. They tried it to go get Amari Cooper. They keep trying different ways to try to beat you. They are obsessed, with my opinion, with trying to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, which makes sense. They feel like beating Kansas City is the path to them going to the Super Bowl. For all the championship success that we have experienced here in Kansas City, that comes at the cost of somebody else. That comes at the cost of Buffalo. At the very beginning of every season, you feel like you got a championship team, and your season keeps getting ended by one person and one team. So you got to start fighting back. You got to try some different things. And I think yesterday was a clear, we're going to try to push Kansas City around. We're going to try to do it on that play you're talking about on the sideline. I don't think they were dirty yesterday. We're going to try it. And I think it worked. I think it worked tremendously yesterday for them. We can talk about play calling. We can talk about Josh Simmons not being there. Whatever reason you think why the Chiefs lost yesterday, the biggest reason why they lost the game yesterday is Buffalo's offensive line and defensive line were far tougher in the trenches than Kansas City was yesterday. And they were able to use that physicality to disrupt an offense that has been throwing the ball against everybody the last 3 weeks. They've been doing the little, yesterday, I didn't see them doing the little bird flap thing the way they've been doing. They've been laughing and joking on the sideline, having a lot of fun. One team came prepared for a fight yesterday, and the Chiefs just weren't.
I mean, it feels like these kind of things come up when the Chiefs lose. It feels like a lot of teams test their toughness. And sometimes, in the best way, the Chiefs are a finesse team. Sometimes, being a finesse team, it looks like it did in the Super Bowl, or it looks like it did yesterday, where a team is going to try to beat you up for 60 minutes, and the Chiefs don't seem to match that level of beat them up. Because to Sal Capaccio's point, he was on the show earlier, check the podcast page, he pointed out the Bills' O-line mauled the Chiefs' D-line. And I think it was both ways. It wasn't just, hey, Jalen Moore's not good enough. We've seen the bad offensive line take on the Bills' defensive line, and the Bills' defensive line gets beat. Heck, last AFC Championship game, Joe Tooney played really well at left tackle against this same Bills team. They weren't going to lose that game in the trenches, and it showed throughout all 60 minutes. Hey, you're not beating us today on the line of scrimmage. You might out-scheme us. You might beat us. It's not happening at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and someone just texted this in, and I think this is fair. C-Dot, everybody's talking like it's a blowout when it was a one-score game. I don't really care that the Chiefs lost the game, to be completely honest with you. I tell you guys all the time, I only care about are the Chiefs playing a style of football that you think you can win the Super Bowl with. Them losing the regular season game in week 9 is not the end-all be-all. They got more than enough time, more than enough games. You can make this up. To me, this game is about their defensive line. And their defensive line, and can you get after the other team's quarterback and them just being a much more physical team than that? Like, if the Chiefs end up losing in the postseason, I think you see how they're going to lose the game. You can get after their offensive line. You can disrupt the tackles. And they just don't get pressure on the other team's quarterback. The stat that I care most about in this game is Josh Allen dropped back 26 times and completed 23 passes. You didn't force him to really be disrupted really at any point. You didn't turn Buffalo over. That's how you get beat, especially if you're going on the road. if the Chiefs are going on the road to a Denver, to a Buffalo, to one of those kind of teams, you couldn't stop the run. You couldn't get after the other team's quarterback. That's usually the formula that gets you beat in the postseason. We'll talk to Mitch Holtis about this coming up on the other side. The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs is going to join us next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.